The Spinoff Podcast Network. Ready to rediscover the joys of cycling? With over 300 kilometres of cycle paths across Tāmaki Makaurau, jumping on your bike and going for a ride is such a fun way to discover the city from a different perspective. Cycling is getting more and more popular across Auckland, so now's a great time to join the hype and give cycling a go. Head to at.govt/cycling to find your nearest cycleway today. Skinny are helping you show how smart you are with the 1Q quiz, an all-new, super challenging and super quick daily quiz built by The Spinoff. Every Monday, Skinny are giving you the chance to prove you're smart with the Skinny Extra Credit question. Get it right, and you'll get the chance to score yourself some Skinny Extra mobile credit so you can text, call, or even video call your group chat and gloat about how big your brain is. T's and C's apply.
Kia ora and welcome to Lord, Behind the Melodrama, a track-by-track podcast brought to you by The Spinoff and Spark about Lord's new album, Melodrama. I'm your host, Henry Oliver, the music editor at The Spinoff, and over two afternoons in May, I sat in a boardroom in Auckland and talked to Lord about the lyrics, songwriting and production of her new album. In this episode, we discussed The Louvre. So half of it is a guitar song.
Yeah, kind of.
You know, one of the things about Jack is that he's not only a pop producer, but he became known to the world as in a guitar band.
Totally.
That had an indebtedness to artists like Bruce Springsteen.
And for
you've
sure.
kind of, you know.
Love Bruce.
Read Bruce.
Yep.
There's part of that in there to me.
Mm.
Especially that dan 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 dan.
I mean, with that song, it was very much about just wanting to, like, follow the instinct of the song. You know, I would never be like, oh, I want to write a guitar song. And it's totally not how it started at all. But, you know, I think that I smile when I think about that song because it's so simple. You know, it's just about new love and... how complicated it can be sometimes and how infuriating and how, like, perfect it is as well. And, like, I think the start of something feels like... it's like power pop. Like, it's hilarious, you know, but it really was a tool. Like, I'm very aware of what that kind of guitar feels like to people. It feels like that to me too, you know, and that's what that song feels like to me as well. It's almost like, yeah, there's an element of, like, it weirdly feels like kind of teen movie-ish to me, the rest of those verses and the melodies. I don't know, I guess. I feel like in this sort of post-blonde landscape, we can all sort of do whatever we want in terms of instrumentation. It's exciting to, you know, be like, I can use guitars and I can get a big, gnarly flume beat and... throw it underwater and then, you know, the final guitars feel like sunset or something. Like, it just all sort of weirdly works together. But it is very strange. And that was definitely a song where, like, we could have just made it like a big easy single and because the bones are there. But I think I was like, no, like, it just, it won't mean as much to, like, simplify the journey or to force a big chorus or whatever. I just felt like I wanted to feel like how that feels, to just feel like, just like, you know, just the sort of big sun-soaked, like, dumbness of just falling in love. And just, it's like, just your whole head is just like glue. It's just, it's like amazing. And it's, but it's like, you know, it is like drugs. It's just like, I just want to be by you all the time.
Yeah.
And I just want to listen to you talk and look at your face, do all those dumb things that it does when you talk, you know. It's like, it's just like a, you know, it's just kind of big dumb joy and it's intense. And I feel like the instrumentation in that song kind of helped it get there.
And I love that aspect that it's like, no one's ever had a relationship like this before.
Totally, because, you know? It's the most, like, you know, half of my wardrobe is on your bedroom floor. Everyone's like, yeah, Us too. Yeah. But you know what I mean about that pre-chorus? It's like really soars, but it has such sadness to it as well. Because I think when I wrote it, you know, there is an element of looking at yourself and going, oh, I do fall so hard at the beginning, and you know, it leads into that knowledge that people are not black or white and that it is all a bit more complicated, and you can love someone while they're sitting there letting you down, and like it's an element of self-sabotage, and you know, to have this like big naive voice kind of entering into the contract of love getting cut down, you know, just for a minute, that's it. You know, you can see that face falling, the face of that person who is just so open and trusting, and you know, I really feel like it like traverses such interesting ground, that pre-chorus. But we wrote that in maybe like sort of like June, July, August type, you know, very hot New York summer, and we were working out of Jack's house. We hadn't yet moved over to Manhattan to Electric Lady. And we were writing that, and it was just these like hot days, these amazing sunsets. And I would like run out of Jack's house to go down and look at the sunset. No one would ever come with me because everyone was like, who cares? I was like, ah. But I just remember these drives sort of back and forth across the Brooklyn Bridge in this heat and with these like amazing kind of skies and having the song, just feeling like the, you know, was being made at the right temperature, so to speak.
Boom, 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 and make them all dance to it.
So Flume, you know, he's contributing to that song. Is that something that you're like sending, hey, check this out, see if you can add anything? Or is that sort of something that you're getting? Whose inbox is it landing in? Is it landing in his or is it landing in yours? Or?
Well, Harley's a really good friend of mine, and we've known each other for years, since I was like 16 or something. I would go to his house in Sydney and he would cook me dinner, and we've just always been really close. You know, he's one of my good friends in the industry. He's so sweet. He reminds me of the boys I went to high school with. He really is such a sweet boy, man, guy. He's just wonderful. I love him. But no, that was something that I sent to him, and I played him a bunch of the record quite early on, and that was one that he was like, that's cool. So I was like, wanna give us a go on something? And I think it is, you know, we definitely took what he had done and made it very different, and, you know, it's not necessarily a traditional sort of Flume drop, so to speak. It's like, you know, I feel like that is something you really need to hear in headphones, because it is so like, you really get an idea of the, you know, the like bombing into the water. But I think it's really cool. And I think it was cool to have him on the record and to showcase his, you know, unique talents in a different way. And it just feels nice to work with your friends, you know, it's such a good feeling.
This podcast is produced for The Spinoff by Yana Winter and Henry Oliver, recorded and edited by Yana, with additional recording by Jose Barbosa. Like all of The Spinoff's music content, Lord, Behind the Melodrama, is brought to you by Spark. Listen to all the music you love, including Melodrama, on Spotify Premium, free with all of Spark's pay monthly mobile plans. Find more Spinoff podcasts on iTunes or wherever else you get these things. For more from The Spinoff, go to thespinoff.co.nz.
Falafel Lover. I'm Madeline Chapman, editor at The Spin-Off. If you have the means, consider supporting our high-quality journalism by becoming a Spin-Off member. Sign up now at thespinoff.co.nz/donate.
Kia ora e te iwi, Te Aihe Butler here, podcast manager at The Spin-Off. If you enjoy listening to our podcasts, consider supporting our mahi by signing up to become a Spin-Off member at thespinoff.co.nz/donate.
The Spin-Off Podcast Network.